Last week, the Supreme Court said states can allow betting on sports, but Massachusetts is a little behind. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
Last week, the prohibitions against online gambling were lost. And when asked about it, Massachusetts legislative leaders had different timetables for when sports betting would or would not, could or would come up for debate in the Commonwealth. Other states are jumping right in. Are lawmakers here in Mass ready to deal with online gambling?
I mean, I guess you could say they're ready to start thinking about it. I don't know if they're ready to start dealing with it. You certainly did not get a sense of urgency from lawmakers on Monday. Legislative leaders and the governor both expressing their desire to really dig into this and start taking a look at it now that the Supreme Court has put this on their plate and made it a legal option. As you noted, other states have been waiting for this ruling to come down and have been ready to go for months, if not years. Some states, including some in New England, had laws on the books already that if the court ruled as it did, it would immediately initiate the process to start implementing sports betting. And you're likely to see it begin very quickly in places like New Jersey and other states. Here, a little more cautious approach. House Speaker Robert DeLeo, Senate President Harriet Chandler saying that they want to look at both the pros and the cons. Obviously, there's a lure of revenue. The Gaming Commission has estimated somewhere between $9 and $60 million could be reaped by the state, which is not a huge amount of money in the grand scheme of a $40+ billion budget, but it's also not anything to completely dismiss.
Are they able to take that slow and measured approach because the state is still kind of well ahead of the game in terms of tax revenues? The economy is fairly stable. And in terms of that, you know, the House passed budget last month came in at $41.5 billion. This Senate proposed budget that they'll be dealing with this week is coming in at $41.42 billion. What do you see as the most contentious areas of spending?
There's really a lot of agreement between the branches on how they want to spend money. I mean, certainly some differences. You're likely to see some spending added on the floor by the Senate during the debate this week, and these two bills will likely come in at roughly the same total spending level. There is going to be disagreement between the governor and the legislature at the end of the day because of the way the legislature has chosen, as they have in years past, to leave a lot of accounts such as snow and ice removal, funding for the sheriffs, funding for indigent criminal defense attorneys, all underfunded. And they do this as a strategy to free up money to put into other areas of the budget, and it gets supplemented throughout the fiscal year as revenues become available and the exact caseloads are determined. But the governor has historically argued that this leaves the budget imbalanced at the very start of the fiscal year, and he typically tends to veto this kind of language to try and bring it back into balance, in his view, and this is going to probably be another issue this year.
Last month, the House passed a budget. It had $63 million in tax revenues from recreational marijuana sales. Is that the same number that's used for revenue in the Senate budget?
It is. They're counting on the same amount of marijuana revenue from sales, $63 million. And this is not the full amount that they expect to reap when the recreational marijuana industry is fully up and operational. They're counting on it to kind of be phased in slowly as these retail pot shops open up beginning this summer. And they're counting on a piece of that pie to balance next year's budget proposals.
You know, last week, California officials announced that their tax revenues are only coming in at about a third of what that state was anticipating now that they're 5 months into legalized adult marijuana sales. Is it too late here in Massachusetts in the budgeting process to revise those revenue projections?
I mean, it's certainly not too late. No, not at all. It could be amended on the floor when the Senate debates it this week, though I kind of think that that probably won't happen. Lawmakers do think they're being conservative with this estimate. The impression that they have given is they're going to give this a go for now, but certainly what's happening in California and other states bears watching to see how it plays out here.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House, is now a podcast. You can subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts or at nepr.net/podcast. This is New England Public Radio.